Hello and welcome to season three. Oh shit. Hello and welcome to Get Well Sooner season three, a show where we we take a skeptical look at the things that people do to get well. Oh my gosh. That took me so long. So as you may have witnessed during that intro, I'm here, but it's been a while and I'm a little rusty and I'm also a little tired. However, I don't want to be like, okay, well, I can do it another day, because I won't do it another day. I won't. I'm doing it now or I'm never doing it. So the podcast is back, friends, and we'll see how it goes. I wanted to bring the podcast back because over the past 6 months, actually, let's say over the past year, I've been dealing with health problems. So just to catch you up, I started experiencing some side effects from my antipsychotic, Seroquel. It involves a weird, basically my jaw will move without me wanting it to. So the best way that I can explain this is that I feel like I'm being like possessed a little bit, or it's like, I'm not doing that. Why is my body doing that? I don't want it to do that. And not only is it sometimes just me grinding my jaw together, but sometimes it could be like biting my lip, or kind of, this is an audio podcast, so I can't show you. But anyways, it's really inconvenient and a little embarrassing. And then what it all started to involve so much like grinding, and my lips were really sore because I kept biting them. And so it became a big deal. And so I went to the doctor and said, hey, this is happening. She had never heard of it. It's called tardive dyskinesia. The way that I found that out was I shared a video of me experiencing these symptoms on the internet, and some of my lovely, lovely internet friends were like, hey, I know what this is. Apparently, they do ads for medication that deals with this in the States. So in Canada, we don't get ads for medication, except for maybe like Viagra. But it's basically, we don't know about the different medications. Therefore, the medication's side effects kind of tend to slip out of our minds because it's not being shown as a part of the advertising. So I have heard of people with schizophrenia taking Parkinson's medication because their medication gives them like tremors and shaking. I didn't realize that I was on one of those medications. It was just antipsychotics that can be prescribed also to people with bipolar. I think like 6 or 7 years or 8 years into me taking this medication, I started getting these side effects. And it's basically just like, the longer you've been on the medication, the more likely you are to get these side effects. A lot of people know exactly what they are. If I was seeing a psychiatrist at the time, hopefully they would have been able to tell me. But my doctor was like, I don't know. And so I did my own little research, and I was looking into things like Botox, and like the number one thing if you Google how to deal with this is just de-stress, which is like a ridiculous thing that obviously I'm trying. And I do notice that this side effect gets better on the days that I don't have to work or see anyone who makes me even the slightest bit anxious. But I'm going to keep living my life in a way that is not comfortable, because I am very anxious and not very comfortable almost ever. So I was like, okay, I need something external to help me, because I can't just internally be zen and then this symptom stops happening. So she put me on, just very recently, I started taking the medication for the Parkinson's medication, and it does say side effects are drowsiness, so I could potentially blame that intro on the new medication, because now I'm on six medications. Before it was five. And so I can't remember the last time we chatted, but I've been trying to have a baby, and that's kind of made things even more complicated with the medication. And I'll get more into that in other episodes of season three. But I think that the most important thing to take away from all this is there were things that were happening to me that a doctor didn't really know how to help me with. In fact, my doctor told me I should need to wait until I can see a psychiatrist about this at the women's mental health fertility clinic or whatever it's called. For I'm very lucky that I live in a place that has a lot of support for mothers with mental health issues, but it was a long wait list, and my doctor didn't really want to do anything about this symptom until I saw this psychiatrist. And then the psychiatrist obviously had zero things to say about it. So I was in that place. I was in a place where the things that I normally rely on were not working. So when I started experiencing bipolar disorder, I was like, okay, this is terrible. And I want to, I was never seeing a psychiatrist. The doctors were very confused. I got constantly diagnosed with different things depending on what mood I was in when I went to the doctor. And so that's when I started looking elsewhere and getting into my culty phase, where I did a lot of pseudoscience stuff to try and cure myself. And once this new symptom popped up, it turns out that part of me is not dead, which I knew, because there's just something in me that wants to believe all this stuff, and I take it too seriously, I think. So people are like, oh, you're just very dismissive. You're dismissing all these things. And I'm like, no. I tried to believe in this, but I also needed it to show up for me and to heal some of my symptoms. And that there's many things that I tried before I got properly diagnosed that cost a lot of money and didn't really help. So I'm not a huge fan of naturopaths. I don't love the alternative medicine world, but my partner has benefits. And for whatever reason, in BC, British Columbia, Canada, you can, at this very specific, in the city of Vancouver, you can get like $500 or something towards a naturopath and like $300 towards an acupuncturist or something. Basically, you can't use that on anything else. You can't be like, oh, I don't believe in that, so can I have more? Can I put it into my therapy budget, for example? And no, you can't. So I thought, all right, well, I feel completely overwhelmed. I need to try something that isn't wait for my doctor to do enough research to figure it out or whatever. So I did sign up for acupuncture because I have a lot of sporty friends, my aerial dance friends and circus friends and pole dancing friends. A lot of them say, yes, I like acupuncture. It helps me. Of course, they're going in for, I'm guessing, like sore muscles and stuff. So I was like, this, even though I know that the movement is neurological and it's literally like neurologists that deal with this stuff, it does involve the side of my face to be very sore when I'm not making those movements. So I thought, all right, well, I have this money. I can only spend it on acupuncture. Might as well try. So I booked an appointment with the acupuncturist. I'm always trying to give everything the benefit of the doubt. And I'm trying to, I don't want to look at anything from like colonialist angle, or I don't want to be extra judgmental. I sought out specifically somebody with a Chinese background who practices Chinese medicine. I just felt like, you know, I'm not just going to go to some hippie lady and be like, hey, this is what's going on. This person seemed like they really knew what they were doing, and that acupuncture was all that they did. And so I went in, and it was really lovely at first, and the doctor was great. She asked me about my tardive dyskinesia, and I told her. And then she started asking me, so I got on the table where she's going to poke all the holes in me. No, she's going to put needles into my body. I got on the table, and then she said, "How's your sleep?" And I'm a person who, like, I'm not good at being like, "No, I don't want to talk about that." I'm very much like, I will answer any question that you give me, and I will answer it honestly. So, you know, I was like, all right, sure, let's get into sleep. I'm on a lot of sleeping medication, but I've had horrific nightmares every single night since I was a very small child. And she's like, "Oh, okay. And let me look at your tongue." I'm like, "Okay, blah, here." She's like, "Okay, I'm going to put these pins in your," now I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was in my feet or even like in a weird part of my hand. And she's like, "This will be for your nightmares. We can definitely deal with those." And like I said, I've been experiencing these nightmares basically, yes, in my entire life. I have memories of nightmares. I feel like some of my first memories are nightmares and me waking up from the nightmares. It's just, I do feel like it's just, I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety all the time. And I basically go into like mini panic attacks when I'm sleeping. But I am very willing to try if you feel like, actually, I know what to do to get rid of these nightmares. Again, this is not something that any medical professional has ever said they can help me with. Sometimes people are like, well, you could go off of one of your SSRIs because people tend to have more nightmares on there, but that would cause a problem because then you wouldn't be on, it's like a lose-lose situation. If you go on one thing, you'd go off the other. This side effect affects this side effect. It's not great. So basically, I've been putting my nightmares off. In a dream world, I would like to, literally in a dream world. But ideally, I would like to deal with my nightmares, but not right now. I did try some EMDR. We can talk about that later. But the idea that this lady could just put some needles into me in weird parts of my body, well, weird for me, to me, like things that don't really have anything to do with my brain, and then be like, okay, so now you will have good sleep. Wow. Okay, you just solved a 32-year-old problem with three little pokes. And then she said, how is your digestion? And I was like, you know, I mean, it's not great. It's fine. It's better than it used to be, but I still have stomach pains and stuff. And I ask most people with anxiety, it gives you stomach issues. So I said, you know, it could be better. I feel like I've gotten better over the years. However, I have seen a nutritionist in the hospital. I've also done even courses with nutritionists. And I do believe that I went to some sort of expert about my digestion. Basically, I'd done a lot of work on it, but it's not perfect. So she's like, okay, all right, again, three more needles. We can fix that. We can deal with that. And then I somehow brought up the fact that I was trying to have a baby. And she was like, okay, so for hormones and cycling through and in potential infertility and all this stuff, I'm going to put these needles here. And then at the very, very, very end of the session, she like stuck one into my face in the part that really hurts. And I was like, I like that. That was nice. That's what I wanted. But the fact that I came there with only like the expectation to maybe have some pain relief from this side effect, and I left with the possibility, if I believed that person, of fixing pretty much all of my problems. And I'm not going to lie, there was a part of me that was like, oh my God, what if acupuncture is the actual answer? What if this is it? And I'm not going to have nightmares anymore, and I'm not going to, you know, my digestion will be super perfect, and I'm going to have a baby next month because she messed with my hormones in a good way. And I just felt that hope. Like, it's not connected to my logical brain in any way, but I felt it go, that would be amazing. I would love that. And then I remembered that this is how I felt in the past when people are telling me, you gotta eat turmeric. You gotta eat sauerkraut. You gotta do these movements and this meditation and this breathwork thing, and then we solve everything. This is a common thing that people like say in alternative medicine. You know, in order to like fix a tree or whatever, you are not gonna go on each of its branches and fix the each branch. You have to fix the roots. I don't know if it's a tree or a flower, whichever one makes for the better metaphor. But they're always like, the root cause. We can deal with the root cause. And then everything will be great. All of the things that are going on, they will all like vanish, basically. And I felt really sad because there was another trick. I don't think people are doing it on purpose. I have no idea what people think they're doing. But I don't think it's malicious, but they're saying if you don't feel anything positive in the next few days, that's normal. Also, I think you should come back every week so that it is really working. I don't have enough money to come back every week. It's like $300. And this is when I really had flashbacks to being a super young adult, just trying to figure out how to make myself feel better. One of the key things is they're going to tell you, you have to do it a lot. You have to do it all the time. So if you can't afford it, or you can't remember to do it or whatever, that's on you. If it doesn't work, you probably did something wrong. And that is the way that all these alternative medications tend to work in my experience. I'll use alternative medicine as a big sort of blanket, but there is a lot of things that sometimes get lumped in there that I completely believe in and I think are very helpful. But thinking of, in general, the type of people who are like, this one thing, this is the thing you need. Once you have it, you'll be great. And I left there a little bit shaken. I did make the next appointment. I booked the next appointment because I felt pressure to do that. And then later I went and canceled it. But it really brought it all back to me how bad this stuff is. Because when you're not experiencing something that's like complex, the idea that you're like, oh, I'm going to go to the acupuncturist, and either the acupuncturist helps your leg or doesn't. And it is what it is. But if you've got a bunch of things going on, swirling around in your brain, it is very hard to know, to feel confident about anything, to feel like this is working or this is not working or this is important to me. And there's a lot of people on the outside of that world who maybe only had the leg injury the one time and they went to acupuncture, who would say that saying acupuncture is not real is offensive. But I will just say, like, the thing that I took out of that was the idea of acupuncture is too good to be true. And the idea that people like me could go to an acupuncturist's office and basically be promised that everything would be fixed, that I hate that idea because I've been there. And I would, like, there's so much of me that wanted to be like, well, I guess I could make another appointment, even though I'm like, no, I only got that certain amount of money in our lovely insurance that we have now, and I can't go back. I can't afford it. This is, to me, why I do any of this. This exact situation is why I wanted to start a podcast, why I speak out on Instagram about my medication journey and stuff like that. Because I want to believe in these things so badly, and I know other people out there do as well, and we are pretty easy to trick because we are desperate. Desperate people are very easy to trick because you can just tell them, oh, this thing that you want more than anything in the world, yeah, I can do that. You just got to pay me this amount of money. If you have the ability to cure anything and you're not using it to help the people who really need it, I feel weird about that for you. I would definitely take a look at your conscience. I know no acupuncturist is going to listen to this, but just a thought. I don't want to say that acupuncture is completely useless. I'm sure that there are situations where it's helpful. I feel it's lasted this long. It's been passed down. There must be something people are getting out of it. However, then I think about homeopathy and I'm like, well, that kind of was passed down as well. But it's quite new compared to acupuncture. I think that I don't want people to think I'm mean and judgmental, but also sometimes I gotta be a little mean and judgmental when I know that there are people out there who are very expensive, who are gonna tell people they can fix everything for a price. And knowing from my own experience that when it is not fixed, they are going to say that this person did it wrong, that the patient did it wrong, not that they're doing anything wrong. So this experience definitely spurred me on to wanting to get back into making this podcast and stuff that it's something that I'm really passionate about. I also feel like pregnancy is another one where there's lots and lots of misinformation and lots of pseudoscience stuff. And I'm not actually pregnant yet. I have one of those apps that tells you stuff, and like some of the stuff that gets posted there is wild. So I'm going to be diving back into the world of alternative medicine and like the type of cures that you just hear about on the internet and all this stuff, because I have a side effect that no one understands. I mean, maybe neurologists do. And I'm doing a very tricky thing, I think, trying to get pregnant and then getting pregnant and keeping the baby all safe and stuff. And I think that sometimes how strongly I want to believe overrides my logical brain, even for just like a moment, enough to tap that credit card and have spent hundreds of dollars. So I want to be here to share those experiences with you. And of course, so I do have a bunch of unedited episodes that are kind of hanging out on my partner's computer. And so I eventually want to release those, but I found that the more things I had lined up and I just need to do a quick edit of them, the more I felt overwhelmed. And so this podcast here, I just want to get it out there because I really want to share this experience, and I'd love to hear your experiences with acupuncture as well, especially if you've used it for mental health stuff, because that is fascinating. It is fascinating. I also went to a naturopath, and I'll talk a little bit more about that on a different day. Oh, I also got a message from the acupuncturist at the end of the session saying, okay, here's all the things you need to do to follow up. One of them was like, completely change your diet. So you're just like eating like oatmeal and like eggs and like, I don't know, things that are quote unquote good for you. And then also exercise. And then also all these other things that are known to help with depression, especially the exercise one. So I can also imagine a couple scenarios. One, you go back and you say, this is not working. And they will say, well, did you do the diet? Did you do the exercise? Did you do this? Did you do the meditation? No. Okay. Then I did my part right, but you didn't do your part right. Or someone goes, gets that list, does all those things, feels better because those are like scientifically proven ways to make you feel better, like eating more, like eating nutritious food that helps your brain run, or doing exercise. I love it. And it really regulates emotions and nervous system as well. So either the acupuncture can take credit for the other things, or the other things and the lack of someone succeeding in those other things can be an excuse for why acupuncture isn't working in this very specific situation.
Hold on, Pastor. I just wanted to interject. This is Future Sarah. I forgot to talk about how I used acupuncture for like 6 months when I was in my early 20s and really struggling from bipolar and not really knowing what was happening. So I wanted to bring this up now because there is a place, at least in East Van where I live, that does is called community acupuncture, and you're all in one room. It's quite affordable. So I used to do that. I went every week, and I have to say that it didn't do anything, like anything at all. So sometimes people will be like, well, Sarah, you only did it one time. So I just wanted to jump in here and say, no, I did it more than one time. I did it for a long time in the past. Of course, like, maybe acupuncture can fix some muscle things, but it did not improve my bipolar disorder at all. In fact, I had a panic attack during one of the sessions. I remember really specifically, I think my last one, and I never went back. Anyways, I just want to interject and say that I have more experience with this than I previously remembered. So I think that's all I have to say right now. I've got, like I said, a couple of ideas already brewing in the back of my mind for other things I've wanted to talk about, especially the new, my second voyage into pseudoscience, but this time I have very different, using different glasses. I'm looking through a skeptical glass, and sometimes the glass shatters and I just want it to work. I don't care if this doesn't make sense. I just want it to work. I don't remember if I had an outro. Well, I'll see you later, hopefully. Follow me on Instagram at sarah.jickling. That's it. Okay, bye.
Now I am a cautionary tale. I need to be under supervision.